This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvot HaNisuim Shel Menachem Yehuda Hertzke and Rochel Landau. Kof Mar Cheshvan, Thursday the 28th of October, Rabbi Zalmi Sonnenfeld. It's also on Shabbos on condition.
Very good morning to everyone. Hilchos Shabbos is very, very big subject. Very complicated in some parts, very long. And indeed, many svarim have been written on kemat. Every single malacha on Hilchos Shabbos, you have svarim, not more than one svarim in the plural written on them. And indeed, the Gemaras, the sugyas of the Lamed Tes Malachas, start on Shabbos from Daf Beis with a few dafim of the malacha of Haitzah, taking from one rishus to another rishus, and it goes all the way till the end of the Masechta. There's constantly sugyas, more Gemaras trying to work out each Lamed Tes Malachas, trying to work out how exactly you are chayv. There's other things as well in Shabbos, but all the Lamed Tes Malachas are in Shabbos. There's one Mishnah on Daf Chayim Gimel, Perek Klal Gadol, the seventh Perek, which there's one Mishnah which lists out all the Lamed Tes Malachas from beginning to end. A full list. And I'd like to take a look at this Mishnah, and we'll see that it's not only like a gathering together of all the Lamed Tes Malachas, but there's actually a Seder here that Rebbe Yehuda's Masada the Mishnah is, he put everything here in exactly the right place where they're supposed to be. Now, the Mishnah starts off and it says, Ovis Malachas are Boyim Chosa Achas. The Mishnah wants to tell us there's 39 Ovis Malachas, and it tells us there's 40 minus 1, which in itself needs a Hezba. Right? Because if you're going to ask someone who's 39 how old he is, he might lie to you and tell you he's 25. He's for sure not going to tell you he's 40 minus 1. So that in itself needs a Hezba, why it says Ovis Malachas are Boyim Chosa Achas. We'll get back to that at the end, because it's not actually going to get to the actual Lamed Tes Malachas. So we need to make a few hakdamas before we see the actual Mishnah. There's certain things that the Gemara deals with. For example, the Mishnah starts off and it says Hazoreya v'Hachoresh. The first of the Lamed Tes Malachas is planting, and then Hachoresh is plowing. The Gemara asks, first you plow and then you do the Zoreya. So why does it have Zoreya first? So the Gemara says Tana Beretz Yisrael Koy. In Eretz Yisrael, the derech was that even after they plowed, after they sowed, they had to do a harisha because it was very, very hard land. It's not a chisaron. That was the Matthias. It was very hard land. That's why it says it like that. The Gemara deals with, we have in the Lamed Tes Malachas, we have Zoira, Boire, and Merakit. Zoira is when they actually took the tefuah, they took the crop, and they threw it up to the wind, and the purpose was to separate the kernels and the other psalis from the rest of the tefuah. Boira, we know as well, is also separating oichel from psalis. Merakit is sieving, which is also the same idea. So the Gemara asks the question, Hanu Zoira, Hanu Boira, Hanu Merakit, why do you need all three? So the Gemara explains why each one is a separate Abmalach for itself. But, for example, dosh. Dosh is threshing. Now, what's threshing? They had the tefuah after it was freshly cut on the floor, and they used to get animals to go over these, to ride over the tefuah with heavy pieces of metal behind them, and therefore trying to separate the kernels from the actual tefuah. Some people say was that all the tefuah is on a stalk, so to separate the stalk from the tefuah. Now, this seems to us to also be an idea of separating oichel from seiles. This is what it is. You're taking away the stalk, the pieces of food, the pieces which are not right lachila, and all you want is the tefuah. The Gemara doesn't ask, maybe this should also be similar to Boira. Why is dosh a separate av melacha? The Gemara doesn't ask that. And there's a sefer on the Lamed Tes Malachas called the Sefer Shlisas HaShabbos. And he says that there were seven things which were poshut to Amoraim, even poshut to the Rishonim, and for us, we find it much harder to understand and much harder to work out why this would be dosh, and it would be a separate Amalach of itself and not Bayra. Even the Magen Avraham himself asked the question. He says, I don't understand why squeezing an orange on Shabbos is a toldo of dosh, it's mepharik, squeezing out, but why is that? That should surely be Bayra as well. Why is it not Bayra? Because you don't want the actual peels of the orange, all you want is the juice, so why is that not Bayra? And so he has to explain exactly, give certain Gedorim to know exactly what fits in, what others fit into what told us fit into what of malachas. So everything needs to be explained, everything is explained by the Rishonim, and even some things even which are not discussed by the Rishonim are explained by the Acharonim. Now, Harisha and Zriya, one can ask, where was Harisha and Zriya in the Mishkan? They were in the middle of a midwar, there's no way they could do Harisha and Zriya. Now, the player Shua says that you're right, the Taka didn't do Harisha and Zriya, that's because they couldn't, but because the actual things that they used, the actual tefuah, they needed tefuah to cook up the samamonim. They had urias on the Mishkan. these big sheets which went over the roof of the Mishkan and came down the sides of the Mishkan, and they were covered with all different colored dyes, and this is what they took from the Samamonim. So the Bnei Yeshua says that you're right that they didn't grow them because they couldn't, but because it's for Etzem something that they would have had to grow, they just couldn't, that's why it's Abmalach HaKharish Azari. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. He says that they got it from peddlers who went past, that's where they got the stuff from. There is a Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Pei Chesam and Beis, that Tosfos says that there was a nest in the Midbar and the Kali Yisrael were able to plow and were able to sow, and they mamish did Azariya and they mamish did HaKharisha. Now there's one more Hagdom I want us to know. Is that the Gemara, the Mishnah lists out all the things which are to do with Bishul, Hazareah va'Acharish va'Koytze va'Amedosh Zoyra Boira Teicha Marakei Losh, and then it says the final step of the process is Oifa, is to bake it. Now we know that everything is learnt out from the Mishkan, and when we say learnt out from the Mishkan, we don't mean if you have it in the Mishkan, then it's a lam tes malachas. It's all got to do with the actual b'niyas ha-Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. Not what went on in the day-to-day goes on in the Mishkan. Like, you don't learn out shechita from the lam tes malachas, from the shechted animals. You need to find something which was to do with the actual b'niyas ha-Mishkan. So the Gemara asks, you say oifa in the Mishnah. Oifa is baking. Now, we understand that there's bishul, but where's oifa? Where's oifa in the b'niyas ha-Mishkan? There's no oifa. The Lechem Aponim was in the Asiyas HaMishkan, but the actual building on the Mishkan didn't include any Oifa. The Lechem Aponim was built, was baked every Friday when they had the Mishkan, but it wasn't to do with the Asiyas HaMishkan, the actual building on the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Tana Sidura de Pas Nakat. That means you're right, it could have said Bishul, should have said Bishul, but because Bishul and Oifa is one of the same, one's with water and one's without water, so it says Oifa because that's more shriach by people, and that's more the derech of people to do a bishul. That's why to do a afiyah, to bake, and that's why it says Oifa in the Mishnah, although Eimechanami wasn't in the Mishkan. Now there is a shitta, though, we have to know that there's a shitta Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says that the Lamatet Malachas that we learned from Shabbos from the Mishkan, because of the positioning of the psukim, in Parshas Vayakel, it has the psukim of the Mishkan by the psukim of Shabbos. So we learn out that what they did in the Mishkan is also Shabbos. It's not only talking about the actual building of a Mishkan, it's also talking about the actual malachas that they did in the Mishkan on a day-to-day basis. For example, he says for ha'ofer baking is referring to, it's simple, it says with the korban tamid, they had to bring chavitin, they had to bring with all the korbanos, they had to bring as well something which needed flour. So all the things which are listed in the Mishnah are all things which to do, taka is to do with korbanos. But the problem is then, what's the kasha of the Gemara according to him? The Gemara asks, why does it say Oifa and why does it not say Bishul? I understand why it says Oifa. It says Oifa because that was in the Mishkan. Why should you say Bishul more than you should say Oifa? So you have to explain, the Igli Tala explains, that we learn out the Lamates Melochas from the Mishkan. The thing is, there's a man to Omar who says that the Lechem Aponim is Doicha Shabbos. Rebbe holds that the Lechem Aponim is Doicha Shabbos. Now, if you're trying to learn out things, to tell me things which are also on Shabbos, so you can't come and learn it out from something which is muta on Shabbos. For the actual chavitin that you needed to bring with a korban, so you couldn't do all these things on Shabbos, the rea, choresh, koitzem, amadosh, you couldn't do these things on Shabbos. That I can learn out to olam tes molochas. But I can't learn out something which is anyway muta to do on Shabbos. You can't tell me, so I learn out from the Mishkan, it'll be also to do on Shabbos, but it's muta to do in the Mishkan anyway. That was the kasha in the Gemara. Not that we don't find it in the Mishkan. We do find it in the Mishkan, but it's more to do on Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara answers, you're right, but the reason we say Afiyah is because Tana Sidura de Pas Nakat. That's what the Igle Tal explains, the fee that shit of Rav Haigon, which says you don't only learn out from the Bnias HaMishkan, you even learn out from Esiyas HaMishkan. So the Mishnah starts listing out all the Lamates Malachas that they are. And the Malacha of Haitzah, which we said, we mentioned that the Masechta starts off with Haitzah, is on the very last line of the Mishnah, Amaitim Rav Shus Rav Shus. And that's the Bnei Yeshua's first kasha on this Mishnah. Why doesn't it say Haitzah right at the beginning, like the Masechta starts off with Haitzah? So the first one you should say Haitzah. Ah, you'll tell me that if you look at the beginning of Masechta, Tosis straight away asks the question, why are you beginning with Haitzah? You look at the next Mishnah is talking about things which are to do with Erev Shabbos. And then it goes on to Mabel Matlikin to do with also with Erev Shabbos, how you're supposed to do an Ablocha, and then Perek Kiro, which is to do with Bishul, preparing your food for Shabbos. So how does Haitzah come in? The Bnei Yeshua says, I don't even understand Tosis' question on that base. I'll tell you why the Masechta starts with Haitzah. Because Haitzah is learnt out from the Pesukim by the Mon. It says, Al Yeti Ishmin Koimen. That's where Chazal learn out there's different rishos for Shabbos. Now that's written in Parshas B'Shalach. And the Lamedes Malachas, Leisasakom Malacha, is in the Aseret Adibus in Parshas Yisrei. So fine, so I'm going with Lefi Seida HaDvarim. First I'm doing Parshas B'Shalach, that's why I find the Forsh in the Torah, then I do Parshas Yisrei. So, according to that, I understand why that Mishnah is on Daf based by the Masechta starts off with Eitzah, and I don't understand why this Mishnah didn't put Eitzah first. She says, ah, you tell me, we've got a klal. We always say that if Tana has something from a Mefurish Pasuk, and he also is telling us something which is not Mefurish, he had to expound on Sukkim, that's more Chavikim, that's more precious him, and he likes to put that first. So, Hagufa, that I'm waiting Meshus is Mefurish, that's why we put it at the end. Because all the other Lamites Malachas, I'm not so Mefurish in the Pasuk. But I'm waiting Meshus is Mefurish Pasuk, Aleitish Mekoimai. If you're going to tell me that, by the end of the Mishnah, it says, Hamchaber, Vahamavir, that's extinguishing a flame, Vahamavir, lighting a flame, Vahamakib a partish. Now, Mavir is Mefurisha Posuk, Lesavaru Eish Bechomish Vesechem. Makib a partish is not Mefurish. So if you're going to tell me that the reason we put Amaiti Meshus Lashus at the end is because that's a Mefurisha Posuk, and I prefer to put at the beginning something which is not Mefurisha Posuk, so you've got to be consistent. So at the end of the Mishnah, how can you say Mavir before Makib a partish? You should say Makib a partish first, and then you should say Mavir, because Mavir is Mefurish in the Pasuk. So it can't be that that's the reason. And then he says, anyway, I don't understand. You say Haboina, any sort of building on Shabbos. And then you say Soisa is demolishing. We'll see soon that you're not Chayiv for demolishing a building. It has to be Soisa al Menas Lidnois, on condition that you go and rebuild something. It says Soisa. And then it says Hamachabova Hamavir. And then it says Hamakiva Patish. Now, Hamakiva Patish is very much to do with Boina and Soisa. Because a makib patish, anything that you put the final touch to can come under this malacha or makib patish. So the Gemara says, for example, stones that they used to square out in order to give it a nice shape after they'd taken it from rocks, they used to have to shape it out. That could be makib patish. That's very much to do with the malacha or boina. So why does it say mechaber mave and then say makib patish? Why don't you put it together with boina and seisa? These were a few things which are bothering Ibn Yeshua. So he says, I'll explain to you the Mishnah exact. The Mishnah, perfect. It's beautiful. Everything is exactly on the right place. It says the Mishnah starts off and it says, Zoreya, Chorish, Kotze, Ma'amah, Dosh, Zoreya, Boreh, Teichem, Meraki, Losh. All things which have to do with afia, with bread. We explained why the Mishnah changes from Bishul to Eifer, to bread. He says, the Mishnah, the first thing the Mishnah is doing is telling us the things which are most important, l'kiyom o'olam, for a person. When Yaakov Avinu made the neder, made some sort of condition with Hashem and Parshas Vayetze, after his dream with the ladder, so he says, Vayida Yaakov neder leimoy, and it says, V'nosani lechem le'echol o'beged l'lbosh. He asked for lechem le'echol. We see a pasuk in Parshas Devarim as well, kiloy ala lechem levada yecheya odam. That is the ikir chiyos of a person. Besides the fact that when we talk about malacha, so the prime example we give of malacha is always b'charish of akotzi tishvayis. That's what it says by Shabbos, that's what it says by Shmita, b'charish of akotzi tishvayis. That is the prime examples of malacha. So the first thing that the Mishnah puts down, are all the things which are negeya to the ikir kiyom ha'odam. For a person to be able to live, and that's everything to do with bread. And that takes us through till v'ho'ayfe. The Mishnah after that, it has ha'goises and ha'tzema, which is shearing wool, and ha'malabne and whiting wool. The Mishnah lists out anything which is to do with clothing, because that's also a very essential thing. V'nosani lechem lechol, and then he said, o'beged l'lbosh. You need to have both those things. The psukim say a bit later, simloscha loy bolsa. You need to have clothing, you need to have simlon, you need to have clothing. So the Mishnah afterwards lists out everything which is to do. They had a very complicated weaving process, how they made clothing. And anything which is to do with the weaving process, the Mishnah lists out. After that, we go to what's the next most important thing. This is all from the Pnei Yeshua. And the thing after, the Mishnah lists out after that, hatsod svi, which is trapping animals, hasheichtoi, and shechting them, hamashitoi, skinning them. All these things are to do with the next most important thing. What's that? That is ksiva sefer Torah. In order that there should be a kiyum to ksiva sefer Torah, I will ask me, so just write koisev. Maybe you need meichik as well, the rubbing out, because maybe sometimes you'd have to rub out to write sefer Torah, but why do you have to list out the actual shechita and the skinning? Just write koisev. So the Bnei Yeshua brings a Gemara in Baba Metzia, daf pei hei amid beis. Rav Chiya said to Rav Chanina, he said, Rav Chanina was arguing with him. Rav Chiya said, don't bother arguing with me. I was the of the Torah, the Leidish Tachach Me Yisrael. I am the reason why the Torah is still by Klal Yisrael. And he said, really? He said, yeah, because of me. Why? He said, what did he do? He said, Ozilma Vashadima Kisna. I used to go and I used to sow flax. For Gadilma Nishvi. Then I used to sow nets. For Sayatno Tovi. I used to trap deers. For Achilma Bisra Liasma. I used to take the bosal and give it to the Yisoyim. Then, for Arechna Megilta, I used to make parchment. For Kasamna Chamusha Chamshatera. And I used to run it Chamusha Chamshatera. And the Mara goes on to explain. He used to go to a town and used to teach to one boy Pashat Sefer Bereishis, another boy Sefer Shmois, and then he used to say, till I come back next time, you teach it to everyone else in the town. That's what he used to do, that's what the Gemara says. So the Bnei Yeshua says here, you see from there, that Ksiva Sefer Torah really starts much, much earlier. Because Rav Chiya also didn't have to go and shecht the animals, and even earlier, to make sow flax in order to make the nets for the animals. He didn't have to do that. But why did he do that? Because that's a chelik of the Ksiva Sefer Torah, that everything should be mamish pure. Toher, right from the beginning. And that's why the Mishnah lists out after that everything which is to do with Ksiva Sefer Torah. Once we've done that, so then the Mishnah lists out things which are meforish. So what does it say? It's Boina is something which is meforish, the building of the Mishkan. The Soysa, the taking down of the Mishkan, where they used to travel. HaMechabah VaHamavir is also meforish. The question that we ask, that HaMakeh VaPatish should really be together with Boina and Soysa. But HaMakeh VaPatish, the Pnei Yeshua says, is always the final touch to something. So that's why we put it as the last thing in the Mishnah as well. That's why HaMakeh VaPatish is at the end. He says as well, that there is a man to Omar who says that HaMakeh VaPatish was somewhere in the Mishkan, it is written Mefurish. When there was a certain process where they needed this last touch, and it is Mefurish, and it's written after the Pasuk of Lo Sevaru Esh B'chom Esh V'Seichem, which is Mavir. And that's why in the Mishnah, first Mavir is written, and then Makir the Patish is written. And then you have Amitim Rishus Lishus. And that's how he explains the whole list of the Mishnah from beginning to end, how everything is exactly in Koyma. You have things according to importance to a person. So first you have Eichel, the things which are to do with food, and then you have the things which are to do with Lechem. Then you have Ksiva Sefer Torah, and know that there should be a Kiyum, know there should be a lasting to Ksiva Sefer Torah. And then you have the things which are written Mufurish in the Pasuk, which are from the Lamed Tes Malachas. Now there's a few Malachas that we find something in common. We find this Al-Minas, an idea of Al-Minas. You need to have on condition. Our Mishnah actually only says two. Our Mishnah says, HaKoreya Al-Minas Litvo. To be chayav on Shabbos for tearing, it needs to be on condition that you plan to sew it up. Where do we learn this out from the Mishkan? We mentioned the ureas that the Mishkan had. Now, on the ureas sometimes used to get holes in from moths and worms. And in all, they didn't just patch it up, because it seems to be that wouldn't give it such a nice look. It would look more creased. So they used to make a cut in it, above the hole and below the hole, and then used to sew it up, and that seems to be that was a much, much nicer finish. So in the Mishnah it was a Kareya Manas Litvoy, and that's what you need to have a Kareya Manas Litvoy. We've seen the Mishnah as well, Moichek, rubbing out on Shabbos, if someone rubs out ink, whatever it is, Moichek has got to be a Manas Lichtoy. There's also Soysa, which Soysa doesn't say in our Mishnah, Soysa Amanas Livnoy, which the Soysa already asked the question, why by Soysa does it not say Amanas Livnoy? There is an explanation for it, why the Mishnah doesn't say it. But let's take, for this morning, the example of Korea. Korea Amanas Litvoy. When you rip something, in order to be chayav chatos, it might for sure be osa, even if you tear it, but in order to be chayav chatos, it's got to be Korea Amanas Litvoy. Now one can ask a simple chakira. Two schools of thought. Why do you need Korea Al-Menas Litvoy? Why does it need to be that one is intending to sew it up? You could say, the simple reasoning is because otherwise it's a kilkul. We know on Shabbos, Kol HaMakalkim Peturim, so if you just rip something, that's a kilkul, so for sure you're chayv. Well, you could say, no, that's not the reason. You don't need to go on to Kol HaMakalkim Peturim. You know why you're not chayv? It's because we keep mentioning, you learn out the Lamed Tes Malachas from the Mishkan. So if you want to know how do you define a malacha? What the gather is of a malacha? So you've got to look in the Mishkan. Now, in the Mishkan, the Korea was on Manas Litvo, and therefore, Korea Manas Litvo here, you could only be chayav on Shabbos if it's the same as it was in the Mishkan, which was it was there on Manas Litvo. Those are the two schools of thought. The more simple one is it's because otherwise it's a kilkul. I'm just damaging something or ripping something. Or you could say, no, there's more to it. I need to have a malacha which is the same as I find in the Mishkan. To bring out this second sad, which is a more mechodesh sad, that you need to have it, a malacha like it was in the Mishkan, The Mishnah by us says matir. Hakoshev al matir. These are two of the obvious malachas. Making a knot or undoing a knot, which is also to make on Shabbos. Tosis asked a question. I'm not sure if to be chayav for matir, it doesn't need to be I'm opening a knot in order to re-knot it. Maybe I want to make something bigger or smaller. I wasn't happy with a knot for some reason, but I'm planning to re-knot it. Or am I chayav for matir? No problem. I don't need to, needs to be on Manasseh Diksha in order to be chayav. If I open a knot, I'm chayav on Shabbos. Tosis is not sure, and he tries to bring rise from Gemara's there, backwards and forwards, and he comes at the end that you are chayav. He's very not clear about it at the start. The Rosh, on this place, who says, I don't understand what your problem is. Where do we learn out kosher and matir in the Mishnah? The Gemara says that the tzeyodei chalozing, the traps that they used to have to for the chalozing, to get the blue blood that they used for the ureas, so that they needed a trap. Sometimes they used to make them bigger, sometimes they used to make them smaller. And the tzeyodei chalozing were, and you see there that they open knots, but they had to reclose them again when they made the net smaller. So you see, it was kosher last artist. He says, I don't even understand Tosfos Sofik. You see, for sure, that matir to be chayav needs to be amalastik. So look in the Mishkan, that's where we learn from. So of course you've got to be chayav. That you see clearly, that school of thought, the Rosh was of that school of thought, that for sure needs to be exactly like it was in the Mishkan. Now this question makes a big nafkemina halacha lemaisa. Why? Because the difference between these two pshatim will be, what happens if someone tears, and he gets a positive benefit from this tearing, but not because he's going to sew it up. For example, halacha lemaisa, a person has a piece of A4 paper, and he needs now two pieces of A5 paper. He wants to cut the paper in half. So he rips it, he does a kriya down the whole paper. Is that a kilkul? Maybe someone who wanted an A4 piece of paper, that's a kilkul. For him, that's a tikkun. That's what, it's called halacha kriya manas lesakim. Now, if you say that it needs to be exactly like you find it in the Mishkan, so you're not going to be chayv in such a case, because you can only be chayv if it's exactly the same. Korea amenas litfoy. That's the only place you're going to be chayv. But if you say that as long as there's, it's not a kilkul, so for me it's not a kilkul because I want two small pieces of paper, so I'm going to be chayv in such a case. And the Mechaber and the Mishia Mem, see if your Dalet Paskins, like the Rambam who says that you're chayv for Korea, even if, as long as it's amenas nesakim, even if it's not to sew it up, as long as there's a positive benefit coming out of you from this person, from this ripping, for you there's a positive benefit, I'm going to be chayv for Korea amenas nesakim. There's many rites in this. The clearest Gemara, which is the rite for this, is a Gemara which says that Korea b'chamosay, someone who tears is because he's angry, he's annoyed. So he wants to, the Gemara says, losses nachas ruach liyitzro, to calm down his yitzhara. So he needs to let out his anger, so he rips something. So the Gemara says, you're chai for Korea. Now that for sure is not Korea manas litvo. The Gemara gives another example as well. The Gemara also speaks about a kriya al avelo, Rahman and its son. So also there, you need to do a kriya for this person. It's not a kilkul, because he needs to do a kriya. He has a chiyuv to do kriya. And the Gemara says there as well, yochayiv. And that's why, lehalocha lemaisa, we paskin that one, if one rips, one is chayiv, even if it's not amenas litvo, as long as there is a tikkun inside it for him, one is going to be chayiv. There's one extra nekuda that the Bira Locha, in that Simon Shiamem, Siyuk Yodalit, He brings a Gemara which says Hapiseach Beis HaTzavor, which means that they had begodim, and the way they used to make them was they just made it like a piece of a clothing that used to put it over their head, and then they used to rip the opening of the neck, make an opening, and that's how they used to wear it. So that opening, to do that on Shabbos, the Gemara says that you're chayiv. And Rashi says, why are you chayiv? You're chayiv because it's makir bepatish. You're putting the final touch of the spaghetti. So says the Bar-Loch, I don't understand. If we're saying that Korea Manas Lesakim is chayiv, as long as you're getting a positive benefit out of it, so why do you have to go into makir bepatish? Maybe it's makir bepatish as well, but it's kriya. It's a classical case of kriya. And the Mechaber himself in Simon Shin Yod Zayin says that this case you're chayiv because of makir bepatish, but it doesn't say because of Korea. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to add on one point, and you have to say that when are you chayv for koreya, for tearing, is if when you're tearing, when you're doing this act of tearing, you're ripping something. You're ripping something in order to fix it up. But at the moment, you're ripping it and you're destroying it. Then afterwards, the way to fix it is to do this. Afterwards, I'm going to go and fix it. That's when you're chayv for koreya. But when I take a beged and I rip it, so I'm not actually destroying it, because I've got to open the beged to wear the beged. That's the way I do in order that I can get my head in. And it's going to be opened by the neck. So the actual tearing is not even actually a kilkul. It's not a kilkul for me, because that's the way I wear it. You could only be chayv koreya for tearing, even if it's not for sewing up. If there's a positive benefit out of it, that you could only be chayv if the actual tearing at the beginning is a kilkul, it's something that you're destroying, and then later on you're going to go and fix it. But if the actual tearing is not a kilkul, it's what I want to do, you're not going to be chayv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Bira Halacha explains. So halacha lemaisa, it comes out that one is chayv for tearing as long as it's al manas l'sakin, even if it's not manas l'tefah. It doesn't need to be exactly like the Torah it was in the Mishkan. I'd like to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah where we mentioned Oves Malachas Avraham Chasa Achas, why the Mishnah uses such a lashon. So the Tzaddik Yom Tov addresses this problem, and he says that Ba'atim it's not so shver, because it's something that we find on a person that Zayfa Lav and Yischaev Malkus. So the Torah also says Aborim Yoken Lo Yosef, and we know Yischaev 39. So he says it's not actually such a kashon the lashon of the Mishnah. But he says if you want a reasoning, I'll give you a reasoning. He says, the Gemara asks another question. Why do you need to tell me, even if it would say, Ovis Malachas, Shloshim V'Tesha, I'd have a question. You need to tell me the 39 Malachas? I'll learn the Mishnah, I'll count them, I know the 39 Malachas. Miguel Elomani, why does the Gemara need to tell me? So the Gemara says, it's coming to tell me, Shem Oso Kula Behelim Achad, Chayva Kolachas Vachas. If I do all the Lamites Malachas in one Ahelim, in one lapse of awareness, I will Chayv 39 Korbonas, one for each of Malacha. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov says that in order to be chayav toifa, sewing, I've got to do a toifa, a sewing, which is going to last. Not something which is just going to fall apart when I leave go. But the only way to do that is to make a knot in what I sew. So he says it comes out, someone's going to do the Lamites Malachas, and really he's done kosher, he's done two knots. Because he's done every single one of the Lamites Malachas, he's done a kosher already. But now in his this piece of material that he's sewed, he's also got to do a kosher. So in essence, he has done 40 Malachas, but you're only going to be chayav him for 39. Because if a person does two malachas of the same thing in one halama, in one lapse of awareness, then he's only chayv one. So really he has done 40, because if he hasn't done a kshira on the toifa, then you can't be mechayv him on the toifa. That's the lashon of his malachas habayim chasa achas. Then he says, he brings from his son, Bini HaMaskel had a very sensible son, his name was Avram. And Avram told me a different shot. He says, the Gemara asks, where do we learn out the lamites malachas? And the Gemara says, we learn it out from the Mishkan. But the Gemara brings another pshat as well. The Gemara says we learn it out from the amount of time it says the word melacha in the Torah. Can I get melacha, melachtoi, or meleches shebetorah? There's arboim chasa achas. There's 39, it says arboim, the word melacha in the Torah, in different forms. So the Gemara asks, what about the pasuk it says by Yosef? It's a pasuk that it says by Yosef, Potiphar, that Yosef came. And in the machlokes in the Gemara, what does it mean? Lasseis malachdi. Does it mean that he came avoid the mamish, or does it mean to do a maises nus with Eishes Baitifah? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Masofik, is this counted as well? So the Gemara asks, well, what's your problem? Take a Sefer Torah and count. You'll see if you've got one over or not. So the Gemara says, no, there's another posik as well, which I'm not sure if that posik is included in the 40, and for a different reason, and therefore, I'm not sure, should I count in whatever Yosef Abaisa Lasseis Malachdoi, count in that one and don't count in the a different pasuk, or should I count in the other pasuk and understand that it doesn't mean Malacha Mamish? That's the sophic of the Gemara. So said his son Avram, the son of Tosfos Yom Tov, he said to him, so that's why this is what the Mishnah wants to be Meramis to. The Mishnah wants to be Meramis that there are actually 40, because it's Keneged, the Malachas that it says, the amount of Malachas it says in the Torah, and in the Torah it says 40 times Malacha. It's just that one of them don't count. So that's what this what the Mishnah wants to give you Meramis to. That's why it says Abaram Chasa Achas. Just would like to say over Chasim Sofer, he says another reason why the Mishnah says Abaram Chasa Achas. He says we say every Shabbos in Kiddush and in Davening Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim. Now what's the Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim? The Mefarshim Abodet on Shabbos. Zeichel Amas Gracious, I understand. What's Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim? So the Chasim Sofer brings a Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, which Tosfos brings a Medrash, which says in Mitzrayim we know Klal Yisrael did Avodas Perech. Tosfos says, quoting the Medrash, that Perech, in the letters of Atbash, Perech, so Aleph is corresponding to Tov, Beis is corresponding to Shin, so Perech, Pei corresponds with Gimel, Pei corresponds with Vav, Reish corresponds with Gimel, and Chof and Lamed, that's where they join up in the middle of the Aleph Beis, and Chof and Lamed correspond. So Vav and Gimel, 16.3 is 9, plus Lamed is 39. This is a remez that Parai got the Yidin to do the 39 Melachas in Mitzrayim. That was the Avoida that the Yidin did for Parai Mitzrayim. The 39 Melachas, and that's how when they left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you do a Melacha for a guy, you should for sure do these Melachas for me. And that's why in the Mishkan, they were based on these Lamites Melachas. That's what the Medrash says. And that's why in Shabbos we say Zeifel Etzias Mitzrayim, because that's where the Lamites Melachas were. Now one of the Lamites Melachas is Bishul. But the Gemara says, HaMavashul B'chamo, if someone bakes, cooks something in the sun, he's not going to be chayv. Because that was not the bishul, that was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, it was done with a fire. Ein derech bishul bekach. So you're not going to be chayv. You're only chayv if you do something with the actual fire. Ein derech bishul bekach. The Chasim Sofer says that in the Mishkan, in Mitzrayim, probably they did do a bishul in Chalom. There were so many people, they had so many jobs to do, they were under such pressure, probably they did do a bishul b'chamah. But when it came to the Mishkan, it's not covered to do a bishul b'chamah for a melech, so for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech malkei hamlochim, for sure it's not covered. So in the Mishkan, they had to drop it. So in the Mishnah is coming to tell us that really you should know the makor you're learning from is from Mitzrayim. And if you're learning from Mitzrayim, there should really be 40 avos melachas, because bechama should also be av melacha. But because it's not covered to Hashem, so we drop it. That's the avos melachas.